as we relive our holidays, we draw you to the our haunted haze.
Hey, welcome back to Haunted Haze. I'm Josh.
I'm Kristen.
And this is episode 22.
Yes, episode 22, and we are keeping it on the Bigfoot realm.
Yeah, so last week we talked about Bigfoot and the different types of Bigfoot.
Yeah.
But in particular, we were talking about the Falk Monster in Arkansas.
Yeah.
AKA the Legend of Bocky Creek.
Yeah, so I think we mentioned the movie last week, but I've never seen it until, well, I have now, but up until now, I've never seen the movie, and I've heard you talk about it, and, I mean, I feel like Sasquatch is my favorite monster.
You love Sasquatch now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Kristen wanted to see a Bigfoot movie, and I was kind of telling her about The Legend of Boggy Creek, so she had never seen it, and I haven't actually watched it in a long time. This movie used to scare the shit out of me when I was a kid. Like, I was convinced that
it was real.
Well, because Falk, Arkansas, like, you know, you think Arkansas, you know, we live Tennessee, Mississippi border, so.
Yeah, it's very close.
Arkansas is all, you know.
I mean, that's when I was a kid going camping in Arkansas that I was told Sasquatch lived there. Like, so I can, especially if I would have known this movie existed when I was a kid.
You would have been terrified.
Because I would have thought it was really a documentary, probably.
Yeah, so I thought it was real. Like, yeah. For sure real. But anyway, so we decided to do kind of a review on the movie.
Yeah, right? So when we watched it, Josh and I both kept notes, and we have not shared our notes with each other at all.
Oh, no, yeah, we're gonna discover how each of us saw the movie, I guess.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, I'm gonna really try to hold my opinion of the movie altogether.
Hopefully,
till the end.
Hopefully you've seen, Legend of Boggy Creek. It is a cult classic. It is rather known in, like, the horror community.
Oh, okay. We happen to own it, but I did see that you can rent it on, like, YouTube and Amazon for $2.99, I think.
Yeah, a lot of people hate on my hard copies, but you know what?
It comes in handy.
It comes in handy.
For sure.
So I'm actually going to read, like, kind of a summary of the movie, and then I guess we can kind of get in to the notes that we
so I guess this would be a good time to say spoiler alert.
Oh yeah, if you haven't seen this movie, definite spoiler alert.
Yeah, but if I think even if you haven't seen it, I think we're gonna do a pretty good job at describing it.
Right on. All right, so The Legend of Boggy Creek, based on a true story.
It gets me right there.
A 1970s documentary-style drama questions the existence of a hairy, 7-foot-tall, Sasquatch-type monster that lives in a swamp outside of Falk, Arkansas. According to the locals, the monster walks on 2 feet, has a characteristic smelly odor, and kills chickens, cattle, dogs, and livestock, but so far it hasn't killed any people. The monster supposedly harassed 2 families in the late 1960s. But since then, few have seen the monster. Yet it can be heard in the swamp at night. Actual interviews with area residents tell the tale. Could this be real? Or a conspiracy of a backwoods community looking for attention?
So, I mean,
that's a good description of that movie.
For sure, it really is.
But it is a little misleading. It does seem like it's like a mystery.
Yeah.
And it is kind of funny how they portray the monster throughout the movie.
Sure. I agree. Let's talk about it. Okay.
All right. So I guess we're basically going to start from scene one. Like, so every little thing I told Kristen, every little thing that she thought to think of or she thought to write down, just write it down.
Yeah, he told me that, and then I showed him that I had 9 pages of notes, and he felt a little differently.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, whatever. So I have to say, my very first note is no subtitle, sad face. Because
we have spoiled ourselves with subtitles.
Yes, I can't hear without them. unfortunately, they helped me a lot.
You didn't really hear anything other than bullfrogs at the very beginning of this movie. It is just
which is your first note?
Bullfrogs. Yeah, my first note is bullfrogs.
Yeah, so it really just starts off showing you, like, the scene, and it's, like, this creepy-ass swamp. And
yeah, no denying it.
Yeah.
They did a lot of stock footage of swamp. They definitely wanted you to understand this is a swampland.
Yeah, I wrote down, I hate swamps. Because I can't think that I've ever been in a swamp. But just looking at it, I can imagine the fucking mosquitoes.
Well, they did show a lot of, you know, creatures. Like, they zoomed in on that otter kind of plane.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
or a beaver, I think it was.
No, I wrote creatures everywhere. Ugh. Except for the beaver. I love beavers.
I love the little beaver. But then out of nowhere, right, you hear the roar. The monster has a roar. It's an odd sound.
Yeah.
It's kind of. I'm curious how they made that sound.
How
they dubbed that sound. Is it from another creature, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I did look up. While I was watching it, I thought to look up. And it really was filmed in Falk, Arkansas, Shreveport, Louisiana, and Texarkana, Texas.
Oh, okay.
So it was filmed, like, literally in that same location that it was took place in. Kind of area.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Also, it reminded me of kind of my childhood, like when you see the little boy running through the field.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, I was really curious. Couldn't tell if the kid running through the field, he was playing or if he was.
He was scared.
Running for something, but all of a sudden you just see this little boy running through this field, and he goes up and he tells the people in the town that there's this fucking monster fucking with his family, and he needs somebody to come out there with a gun.
Yeah. And these are the type of people I wrote, don't even open their mouths when they talk. These are very,
so true.
Very, very country people.
Yeah, so, like, and of course none of them believe him. They're like, oh.
That's my other note. Why do old people never believe the children?
Of course no one believes them.
Yeah.
But I think the one guy does say, well, you know, I've heard of this before, and I guess I am going to have to go check it out tonight.
He said it was his third time that they told him about it. I wrote that down. He said, telling the old man the third time about the monster? Like, what?
So after this kid, he's like running home, and at this point I know he's running because he's scared. And then that's when you really hear the monster's roar.
Oh, yeah. And then the kind of zoom in on the edge of the woods, and it got me thinking, like, how the edge of the woods is always kind of creepy, like, just looking into the woods.
Oh, yeah, because it looks real dense and dark. It's definitely, like,
it's kind of standoffish, you know, it's like, you don't really want to go in there.
It reminds me of The Witch, that movie.
The Blair Witch?
No, the one with the goat.
Oh, yeah, The Witch.
The Witch,
yeah,
and, like, that, it has that real stark beginning of the forest.
Yeah, like, you don't really want to go in there.
Yeah.
So, it is interesting how the forest plays in with the monster lore. It's like the forest is already, or the woods are already creepy.
Yeah. I also wrote in a different way of talking about forest. Run, forest, run! Because that one boy was zooming.
Oh, yeah. So, in this point, you do hear the monster sound again. And
yeah.
To me, this roar kind of sounded more like a panther sound, which would be interesting because there has always been legends of panthers kind of in this area.
I'm not really familiar with the creatures of the area, but, you know, the kinds that could kill me. At least I try to stay away from those. But this is also, after we kind of see this little boy running through and he tells the people, then you're like the intro of the movie. And
yeah,
they're showing you more swamps.
There's a little bit of focus on the boy, and it got me thinking about the boy as like, he was like the prime age to have like memories. Like your first vivid memories.
Yeah.
He was probably like 7 or 8.
Yeah. So basically come to find out the little boy that is running through the field is narrating this documentary style movie.
So then we kind of come and focus on the town of Falk, Arkansas, and it's a population of 350. Did you notice that?
I didn't write that down, but I did write, where the fuck is Falk, Arkansas?
Near
oh,
Texarkana.
Never mind. It's showing it on the map.
Yeah. So it's near Texarkana in Arkansas.
Yeah. I remember thinking while we were watching it also, this is exactly in the same location that True Blood supposedly took place.
Okay.
That's, like, in the same, I think, like, near Shreveport.
Right.
Is where, like, Bon Temps was.
Yeah, and Texarkana would be close to Shreveport, yeah. All right, so then we start meeting, I guess, some of the local people.
Yeah.
What was the first guy? Smokey Crabtree.
Yeah.
I wrote, pro fur trapper, mostly a bum.
I wrote, great new disguise name idea.
Smokey Crabtree.
Yeah. Oh, and then it said Smokey Crabtree traps part-time.
Yeah, he's a part-time fur trapper.
He traps part-time.
I wrote, Apple didn't fall from the tree at all. He's a very simple-looking man.
Yeah.
He seems like he keeps to himself.
So, they start talking, like, whenever you were saying about Falk, and they were saying how it's, like, such a nice city until it gets dark. You know?
Right. And that's what I noticed, too. I was like, there is a pattern to this creature. It's a nocturnal creature.
Yeah,
it kind of seems like it only comes out at night.
I feel like being from Memphis, we understand that it's nice until it gets dark.
Oh, wow. All right, so then who do we meet? I wrote Willie E. Smith. He was the man at the cafe that the boy had told him.
Oh, okay.
Third time's a charm, right?
Yeah.
He finally sees the monster. They start talking to him, and he's the one that's allegedly shot the monster.
Oh, yeah, because I wrote down, why was the beast wounded, those motherfuckers?
Because of Willie E. Smith.
Well, Ari, and also, at this point of the movie is when I realized / remembered that it was supposed to be like a documentary.
Right.
Yeah, like, it's like, oh, yeah, I forgot. Like, you know, that's when they make it obvious to you.
They do try to make it seem like it's documentary style, like they're interviewing these people. The next guy I wrote, John P. Hickson. He's the one that saw it running on two legs, and he's the one, I seen it.
Is he the one that, he lost his two prize shows?
Nope, that's John W. Oates. He lost, and Shoats, he said Shoats. We were like, what are Shoats? And going to find out they're hogs.
That's what, I looked it up too. But I was like, what?
He said they're over 100 pounds, actually. So these are large hogs.
I don't even know how big a hog usually is.
Well, just think of anything that's 100 pounds, like an animal.
Yeah.
You know, it's big. He said it had deep gashes and looked like something strangled them right there.
It was hilarious, honestly. All the characters were some of the best parts of the movie.
Yeah, very, it just doesn't make sense, like, why these people would all get together and try to fake this. It seems like, for the most part, they just want to be left alone, you know? Like, I don't see them, hey, man, let's tell a story. If they didn't actually see this creature.
Yeah.
So then, after this incident with these guys shooting it and the other guys seeing it, they kind of realized that this creature likes to stick to the creek. Did you see that?
Yeah, so he was sticking to the creeks for sure. But, like, obviously he was sticking to the creeks if y'all are trying to kill him.
Yeah, and that's when I realized that they were trying to paint the creature kind of as, like, this sad kind of being.
Yeah.
And I like, there's something that the narrator said. He called it Boggy Creek, Nowhere Lonelier.
Oh, yeah, I wrote Boggy Creek's new slogan, the loneliest, creepiest place ever.
Yeah, right.
Also, in my notes, I wrote, oh, my God, that was a beagle.
Oh.
Did you catch that? Did you see the little beagle in
there? I'm not sure. We love beagles because our Zeppelin, he's a beagle.
Oh, yeah.
He's the one that you probably hear breathing heavily sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, he's just taking a really good nap while we're doing this.
All right, then they start showing the Sulphur River, and they talk about how it floods every year.
Yeah.
And they kind of do overhead shots of, and I wrote, thick forest.
For real, though.
Because it's very dense forest there. So you could see how a creature could, like, stay hidden.
For sure. Like, I mean, it seems totally reasonable to me that there could be a Sasquatch out there in those woods.
But then you got me thinking, like, where does it sleep, and what does it eat? You know?
Deer and stuff, maybe? I guess, would we find carcasses
deep in the woods? Catch a deer? Like,
Does
it just stay so still?
Haven't we talked about how Sasquatch and Chupacabra work together?
Oh,
and Chupacabra goes out and fetches gets the food for Sasquatch? Also, did you notice that almost everybody in this town's last name is Crabtree?
Yeah, it was definitely a family of Crabtrees, because then we come across Fred Crabtree, and he's the one that had the shotgun loaded, but he didn't have a rifle, and he didn't want to shoot it because he thought it might be a man.
Yeah, I was really irritated at all of them for every time they see this monster in the woods for trying to shoot it, when so far I haven't seen him do anything harmful.
Right. And that kind of comes to James Crabtree.
Yeah.
And he pointed out that when he was out in the forest hunting one day, it was weird because he heard no animals. There's none to be heard or seen.
Yeah.
And that's when the creature stepped right out in front of him.
Yeah.
So they reiterate, he always travels the creek.
Yeah.
The first thing that they learned.
I mean, like, again, if he was out on the sidewalk walking, y'all would have a heart attack. So, of course, he has to stay by the tree. Yeah.
All right, so then we come across Mary Beth Searcy.
Yeah. So, basically, like, they're setting it up where all these girls are going to be left in the cabin alone that night.
Right, they're like having nothing, a sleepover, yeah.
Yeah, but there's, like, some babies there.
There's a baby. Yeah, it's three women and a baby. I wrote that, three women and a baby. Alone.
Yeah. Yeah, I wrote, oh God, all these girls are going to be alone in the house. I feel like they're setting Sass up.
Yeah, and then it's a very rural area, so there's no neighbors nearby.
And they're just doing a lot of fucking chores. And I wrote down, I would hate to do farm chores like this. And then I said, damn, more damn chores.
That's about this time you hear the cows moo.
Yeah.
And then you can see the creature lurking at the woods line. That was a good scene. You kind of and could see its silhouette.
Yeah.
As she was washing dishes, you could see it through the window.
Yeah, and you could, she can hear something. Something's happening, and it catches her ear.
It was also interesting. Like they really went out of their way to show how rural these people were. Because she was drawing like a pail of water.
Oh yeah, it was all very. I mean, I felt
she was reading a book by the fire.
Yeah, I wrote actually that it seemed really nice and cozy until this bitch starts hollering at her that she needs to, the draft's gonna make the baby catch a cold.
Yeah, I said, hang something on the window, there's a draft on the baby. I think that's what she said. The creature lurks closer.
Yeah, and then Mary Beth lost her cat.
Well, the cat meows, probably knows what's up. Animals always sense it, right?
Yeah.
God damn it, Mary Beth. Draft's gonna give baby a cold.
I also wrote that. But it's what the best part was that they how they said Mary Beth every time. It was like the most
Mary Beth.
It was the most country drawn out thing.
And that's when Mary Beth saw it through the window.
Yeah, and then she fainted.
Yeah, and the baby's screaming just wide as awake, so no reason.
Yeah, but they make a point later to say that the baby slept through it all.
Well, yeah, but it was also so, like, when Mary Beth screams, it seemed to, like, startle the creature. Because it was, like, getting closer to, like, outside. And I wrote, Mary Beth fainted. Oh, my Lord. And then his baby slept through it all.
Yeah, that's what I was like, there's hard.
It was
it's
just
hard
screaming.
Well, I don't remember it screaming. All I remember was that one bitch yelling so loud about the draft. I was like, there ain't no way the baby's sleeping.
All right, and then the next morning they found the dead cat.
Yeah, again, Sasquatch has not hurt anybody or creature.
Yeah, they said the cat was scared to death.
Yeah. So, again, why are we scared? And this is when I start feeling bad for Daryl in those Sasquatch commercials.
But then they go back and they say, you know, they showed the forest, and I wrote the thick forest. And the narrator said, he's out there somewhere.
I wrote, was I supposed to be able to see Sasquatch in that dense-ass forest? Because I didn't.
So then we come to the next part. It was a 13-year-old boy. Hears his dogs barking. He knows it's a deer, so he goes and grabs his gun.
Yeah, I wrote, finger crossed for more beagles.
So he chases after the dogs through the woods.
Yeah, he chases after the dog. He chases after the dogs through the woods, and then all of a sudden, like, it gets quiet.
Well, yeah, you hear the dogs kind of go.
Yeah.
And then silence.
Yeah, so I wrote maybe that other guy was onto something whenever he said he had a feeling that things were off in the woods.
Well, and this is great. So the creature steps out in front of him, and I wrote, "What is this that stands before me?" And then what is every southern person's first thought when you see a creature?
Shoot it.
Shoot it.
Yeah, I wrote little fucker. And then he took off running like a bitch and left his gun behind.
Yeah, it looks like he hit it, but dropped his gun and ran away.
Yeah, like a bitch. But, like, I mean, whenever you see Sasquatch in that scene, they really made it obvious how tall he was.
Oh, yeah, he was huge. And the creature also screamed as if it was hurt, like he actually did shoot him.
Yeah, and they said he broke some limbs and was crying out in pain. And it said they didn't even think to get a sample of his blood. And I thought, what year was this? Because, like, what were they doing with blood samples in 1972?
Well, no, this would have been the 1960s when these accounts were going on. But
again, what was happening in 1960 with blood samples, you know?
Well, I guess they could have tested it and saw if it was a human or not.
Yeah, true. Or, like, if it was a bear.
So this, they say, brought the town in action. And there was a big search party. And they brought some of the best hunting dogs from Texas, Arkansas, and hell, even Tennessee.
I wrote, oh my God, here comes the dogs. He said as he was trembling with excitement, me too, we're not the same.
And so the narrator, he talks about this was his firsthand account actually going with this posse of people looking for the creature. So some people were on foot with the dogs, and then there were some people on horseback.
Yeah. The people that were on foot with the dogs, they were like walking, almost like had the dogs on leashes, and it was identical to what it's like when we walk our beagle.
Yeah, just sniffing everything.
I wrote, God, this is exactly what it's like walking Zeppelin.
Right.
But also the horses, I thought they were really pretty.
Yeah, so then they show the creature stumbling through the forest like it was actually wounded.
Yeah. And like it was really foggy and creepy too.
Right, that's when they scares the guy on the horse.
Yeah. Then and also, then, like, just sorry. But why does nobody has realized, like, Sasquatch never chases you guys. He's never screaming. Yeah, like,
leave it alone.
Yeah.
That is kind of something I noticed throughout the whole movie. Is like, I felt bad for the creature. Like, for it's sure. Not bothering anybody. Like,
they're provoking him the whole time.
Really? So the dogs won't even track the creature.
Yeah.
And the owners of the dogs are like, they said, like, really embarrassed by this.
Yeah. I wrote that the dogs and I understood each other because, like, they knew that Sasquatch was our friend.
So, there was a group of people that continued to search for the creature at night. But they said all they really got, that the creature screamed angrily at a rabbit call.
Yeah. Which, like, those are annoying. So, I feel that, too. Also, like, just, they keep showing the woods, and I'm scared of the woods.
Yeah, it is creepy.
Like, it's something really scary, no matter what, when you're in a wooded situation.
Well, so, like, it definitely makes you wonder, like, how the creature kind of felt, like, you kind of felt bad for him, and, It said it caused the creature to disappear for 8 years after that.
And he was so upset because they wouldn't stop trying to kill him.
Yeah,
he literally disappeared.
Yeah, he just wanted some friends.
And then the narrator said that they would still hear his cries.
Which leads us into one of the best parts of the whole movie, was that creepy country folk tune. I wrote, the creature just wants to be left alone. I feel that. And then it's back to a lot of stock footage of nature.
Yeah, the swamp, the woods.
But then they kind of bring you back around, like, with some uplifting music and the feeling's better. They start showing you, like, some birds and everything's better now because the creature's been gone, so no one's scared.
They never had anything to be afraid of to begin with. But then, now Sasquatch is making his return.
Yeah. You thought the movie was over, didn't you?
Yeah. But I'm wondering at this point, you know, maybe Sasquatch thinks that the people have changed and they can accept him now.
Well, at this point, this is when we meet Travis Crabtree.
Yeah.
And then we realize Travis Crabtree has his own song.
Yes. And they were so worried at this point about going on this camping trip, and they were going to... They're worried about Sasquatch putting a damper on their camping trip. But at this point, he's been gone for 8 years. Like, they're still... That's how scared. Trip?
What the hell are you even talking about?
Travis Crabtree was going on a camping trip.
He wasn't going on a camping trip. He always goes on a fishing trip. What? This is when they see... You don't remember the song? Hey, Travis Crabtree, do you see what I see?
Yeah, I wrote that. I said, this is a Josh Hayes song if I've ever heard
one. He was camping, though, because I remember writing, or I wrote down, campfire eggs.
Oh, I wrote that Travis Crabtree was setting up camp in the river. It looked nice. I want to do that one day.
Yeah, but that's when he goes and meets the Herb Jones guy, the older man. He'd been living alone for 20 years.
Yeah, he said he likes his privacy. And
yeah, the first thing you see is out on his porch is a whittling.
Yeah, and you see a lot, like, there's this tree, and there's a lot of glass bottles tied to it. There's a lot of litter in Herb's yard. He's old as hell.
Yeah, so Travis brings herb supplies is when he comes there.
Tobacco and other supplies.
Yeah, right. Herb also shot off his foot.
In a boating accident.
In a boating accident.
What the fuck do boating and shooting have to do with each other?
Well, I couldn't quite understand what he said. Was it bowling or boating accident?
Either way. I'm more concerned if it was bowling.
Herb, I wrote as a heavy, in capital letters, country accent. Yeah. He was hard to understand.
And he was rolling up a joint, it looked like.
No, it was just his own tobacco.
But I said, hell yeah, brother Herb.
Yeah, he's just rambling on. He's
I was thinking, what the hell does Herb eat? And then I was like, well, I guess he fishes. He lives on the fucking river.
And I like how he's like a hermit. But he's like, people always ask him if he's seen the monster. Like, who's asking you?
I know. And he said, I made a note that Herb did not believe in Sasquatch.
Yeah, he was adamant about it. He was like, I do not believe in it.
I've lived out here alone for 20 years. I ain't never seen anything like that. But I didn't believe him. Because we've seen him at this point.
Right.
We know the creature's real.
So this is the point where the creature returns, actually. Yeah. And there's the couple parking.
Yeah.
Which is always like a funny trope. Like, you know, the couple parking. It's either the killer outside or this time the creature.
Yeah. So, again, the most country accents I've ever heard.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's so afraid of Sasquatch. And then I wrote, oh my God, Sasquatch is playing in the chicken coop.
Yeah, I said, he's in the chicken coop. The cows are scared.
Yeah, and they said that even all this time that Sasquatch was gone, they had been blaming every dead animal on him.
Yeah, every single one of them. That was interesting. Yeah. I was like, that's a little extreme. You know, and this whole time they're showing, like, heavy clips of the creature.
Yeah.
Which... clearly is a man dressed in some type of suit. But I wrote, never dawned on me as a kid this wasn't actual footage of the monster. Like, when I was a kid, I was like, damn, they saw him.
That's amazing.
Man.
You probably didn't believe Herb either when he said he didn't believe it. You were like, man, Herb, I've seen it.
Yeah, right? Well, O.H. Kennedy is the next guy that we get to, and he's the one who discovered the three-toed footprint in a bean field.
Yeah, he said that they were over 4 inches wide. I didn't think that, I mean, 4 inches, I feel like my foot is 4 inches wide.
So, like, later on, he's being interviewed by, like, local authorities and local newspaper, and they asked him about, do you believe this was a Sasquatch? And he said, Sas a what? I was like, you've not heard of a Sasquatch.
No, he said, a Sasquatch.
A Sasquatch? A Sasquatch. I said, why are you playing dumb?
I know, I said, there ain't no way he's never heard of a Sasquatch.
But I was interested, too, because they were grilling that dude hard, like, where were you on this date? How long did you see the creature? How tall was it? Like, they were, like, hard about
it. Like, why is he in trouble over it? He also said that Sasquatch was an Indian word for a legendary giant tribe that lived privately.
Right. And I like another thing he said. He got this funny feeling like something was wrong, like he was being watched. Like he could just tell the presence of the creature was there.
Yeah. And they also had this guy come in who was like a toe print expert. He was trying to guess what these animal tracks could be.
Right.
And they said maybe that it had a similar color to an orangutan.
Yeah, like an orange color.
Yeah. I'm more interested in the fact that there's somebody who can tell exactly how many toes each animal has.
Mm. Yeah, how do you get into that study?
Yeah, that's a lot of memorization.
So they reiterate that he always travels by the creek, Boggy Creek. And they show the creature and he's breathing real heavy. Then all of a sudden you see Betsy Kidsmith come hauling ass. Gampa, Gampa. And the mom is not having it. She said, if you don't be quiet, I'll get a switch. I thought, where have I heard that?
For real.
You're going to wake somebody up. Be quiet.
Like, these kids are, like, dying to show they found something.
Oh, they're shouting. They're like, come on, mama, come on.
Yeah.
So they drag her to see this creature that they just saw. It also made me think, like, it showed the kids, like, out in the woods kind of playing with each other. It made me think, like, I loved playing in the woods when I was a kid. Like, it was so fun. Just kind of go out in the woods and just play.
But you never saw anything like Sasquatch.
No, and this is when the creature appears. That would have scared the shit out of me. So the creature appears.
Yeah, and they all are freaking out, but, like, he's not even doing anything other than being, like, 7 foot tall and hairy.
Yeah, he has been off mad kind of creepy vibes, though. Like, you know, he's like... So everyone starts screaming.
Yeah, running for their lives.
Runs off. But the mom, of course, you know, she's kind of just petrified and stuck in her tracks.
Yeah, these kids it was very hard to understand them.
Well, and I was thinking, like, that's as fast as you're going to run? They're running so slow. I was like, get the hell out of there.
For real. Sasquatch wasn't even chasing them. That's why they were running slow.
Well, then we get another account by Charlie, the guy that was heading into town, saw it driving at night.
Yeah.
So there's another account that the creature, you know, is either comes out at dusk or night.
Yeah.
He says he wishes he hadn't seen it.
I know. I thought that was a little, like, why not?
I guess he probably just haunts him every night.
Yeah. And then we have another situation where there's girls home alone at night.
Yeah, and they said the urge to prowl was on the creature's mind.
Yeah, how they know that?
This girl named Nancy has two friends over.
Yeah. One of the girl's boyfriends real upset because she cut her hair.
And then they use the wind. I always like how they use the wind as like a creepy, like...
Yeah.
Like a creepy effect. It's always a good effect, I think.
Yeah, I wrote, is that just the wind or did they hear something?
Yeah, I said, look out the window. If you can't see anything, wind.
And then the one girl said, oh, it's nothing. Let's all have a Coke.
Yeah, she said, let's get a Coke. Y'all want one?
She said, there's nothing outside. An ice cold Coke is all we need.
I said, that must be a Southern thing. Because everywhere you go, y'all want Coke?
Yeah, for real.
You need a Coke? You want a Coke?
For sure. I think it probably is a Southern thing. But meanwhile, like, her friends are keeping a good lookout, and she sees that there's something out there moving.
Yeah, there's something around outside moving around the trailer.
Yeah, so she's pretty sure it's one of their boyfriends.
And then, the girl says, you think it's the guys? And I said, there's always that one. Why would you think it's the guys? And she said, listen, I can hear breathing.
I know. I said, damn, Sasquatch is breathing hard. He kind of seems like a peeping Tom.
Yeah, right. And I said, smart girls. One of them said, go get the gun.
Yeah, but then they couldn't figure out anything to do with
the gun. She said, damn, you dropped the bullets. They didn't even know how to load it.
Yeah, they did not know the first thing about handling a gun. And all they're doing is screaming. Yes, Nancy in particular.
I said, damn, all they're yelling scared the creature away.
But then, like, basically Sasquatch just came into their yard, smashed up some pots and shit.
Yeah, she saw it through the window. The girls look out the window and see the creature, and now they're all in shock. They're like, oh.
Yeah. And then like, the narrator even points out that he was just experiencing, like, frustration because of being lonely.
Yeah, they were saying maybe he's the only one of his kind.
Yeah.
He just wanted a girlfriend.
Or just a companion, a friend, you know? But...
but tonight he's on a rampage. Yeah, he kills pissed. The dog.
Yeah, this is whenever I do kind of start not liking Sask. You can't kill dogs. And then the owner of the dog said it was the finest dog he had ever had.
To the finest dog. He said it ripped the hide right off the finest dog I ever had.
I know. It really made me sad whenever he said that.
But why? Like, why just kill the dog? Like, you're just mad?
Yeah. That's, or maybe very, he needed to eat, that's you know? It's
a very Kyle thing to do. But and then the man said, I'm going to get him one of these days, and that's going to be all she wrote.
Yeah, then they again point out.
Like, he always travels the creek.
Yeah, it's like they keep mentioning the creeks.
So, yeah, all these houses or all these sightings that these people have said he's seen him at have always been close to this boggy creek, which is very interesting.
I keep thinking about how when you were a kid, you thought this was all real.
Yeah.
And I love that.
So then we meet another family. It's Charles Turner and Don Ford and both of their wives. And each couple has a child.
And they're all moving in together.
Yeah, because the guys got a job where they work at night and the women stay at home alone.
Again, with the pattern, women at home alone at night.
Also, it was interesting that they recounted that this was on a Thursday. And they said they had just moved in on Monday.
I know. I remember thinking, who moves on a Monday?
Well, I thought, well, damn, that also sounds very much like people trying to scare you out of town. Maybe dressing up as the monster.
Yeah. Well, and then that's actually really interesting that you say that because at this point, Sasquatch tries to come in the house. And he's, like, trying to use the doorknob.
Yeah, they show the creature lurking. It's always creepy and dark when they show the creature, which I like. And he comes up on the porch.
Again, with the peeping Tom tendencies.
Yeah, and then they hear him outside, and they put the chair in front of the door.
Yeah.
Right? Does that ever work?
No, it does. I've done that before. Like, whenever I was a kid, my best friend, her little brother, would try to come in her room when we were playing. So we often use that door handle door trick.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So this moment was intense. I kind of actually felt scared for these people.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe the creature had turned a little bit like he had more snapped. Violent.
They said he was on a rampage.
They said, let's get the kids to go to landlords.
Yeah. The
landlord, Mr. Johnson.
Yeah.
They can get him over to come check it out.
He's creepy as hell.
Yeah, he's kind of a perv looking guy, but you know. He comes, checks it out. Doesn't see anything. And the girls feel better.
Yeah.
And they say that weekend more family comes and visits. And so, of course, what's the family going to do when they come visit? Let's go fishing. Y'all be back before dark.
Yeah. Like, it really just... these girls are just out here hanging clothes on the line, living the country life.
Yeah, and these guys are out here fishing.
Yeah, and you gotta worry about a monster trying to break in.
And maybe think, damn, I wanna go fishing. It's springtime.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I wanna go fishing.
I would go fishing if I don't have to touch the bait.
Oh, okay.
Or the fish.
All right, well, we can make that work.
All right.
So then one of the boy fishing, he kind of gets bored with it, and he walks around the bank, and he sees another three-toed footprint.
Yes.
So they get back before dark. And they show it's 9:06 p.m. for some reason. And the creature's outside lurking.
Yeah, so this time is the first time that he's shown up when there's males at the home, too. At any home.
Right, yeah. I also wrote, what's he do during the day?
Sleeps.
I guess.
Eats.
And then it says, Bobby hears something. Bobby pops up and he hears something. And they... listen, it's just bullfrogs.
Again with the bullfrogs. I did write that I feel like the chair under the door thing maybe wouldn't work against an animal that large.
Well, I really enjoyed the creature throughout this whole movie, but the actors playing the people, it was kind of rough acting.
Yeah, and their faces were, like, really cracking me up.
Yeah, they were trying not to crack up, I think.
Yeah. Also, I don't know if you were aware, like, Penn Badgley. You know who he is, the actor?
Uh-uh.
He was in, like, he's in that show You on Netflix. He's in Gossip Girl.
Okay.
One of the actors on this looked just like him. Like, could be like his dad. Like a time traveler? No, or, like, I thought, like, damn, was Penn Badgley's dad an actor? It was really crazy.
All right, so they put the chair under the door again.
Yeah.
I said, worked last time, I guess.
Yeah. So. And then at this point, just in the nick of time.
Yeah, these guys show up. Who the hell are these guys?
They're friends. Up? And they act like they're, like, showing up to hang out. But, like, all these people were just asleep.
Yeah, they're all in bed. Yeah. And they're, like, acting like they're
expecting them.
Maybe they're getting
them.
A power nap in.
Yeah, because I was down. Like, what? Who? Maybe that is it. Maybe that's it.
Well, also, I was like, where the hell are the husbands? You got three dudes and two women here.
The husbands were there.
No, those weren't the husbands. Those were, like, some other people.
Oh.
I think the husbands were at work.
Oh, that makes sense. They did work. They made a point to say the husbands worked at night.
And then I wrote, damn, the creature just jump scares everyone. Even you.
I know, but he came through the window.
Yeah. He just pops his arm through the window and tries to grab the guy.
Yeah. And then, like, now they're trying to shoot him again. And then they're like, okay.
I said, hey, you better say something because he's just getting roughed up by this Sasquatch. And, of course, shoot him.
Yeah, first instinct. But then.
But then I wrote again, these guys look real scummy. Where are the husbands?
And then the cops show up. Do a half-ass investigation.
Yeah, they bring the sheriffs in.
And they basically are like, it's a panther.
Well, my favorite part, yeah, it was a panther. And then the cop gives the guy a shotgun. Like they didn't already have a shotgun.
Yeah.
But I was like, whatever, fine, we'll take the gun.
Yeah, I guess the more the merrier.
And then the one girl said, what kind of mom lets a panther live under the house? Like, oh my God.
Like you don't live here too.
It scared the shit out of Bobby, though.
Oh, yeah.
He was real traumatized by it. He's the one that the creature tried to grab.
While he was pooping.
Yeah. He was on the toilet, and the creature
came in through the window. What?
He didn't even zip. He didn't wipe or anything.
No, he didn't.
Got
he just
the
pulled
hell out
his
of
pants
there.
Up. I mean, who can blame him?
Yeah, I would have been traumatized, too. So this was after the creature had already tried to grab him through the
living room
window while he's trying to take a crap after all the stress.
Yeah.
The creature attacks him again through the bathroom window.
Like, Sasquatch just realized, like, y'all might can lock me out of doors, but I'm stronger than glass.
Well, then they all show up again and just blast in the creature. Just boom, boom,
yeah.
Boom. And they think they got it. And all the women are yelling in the back.
Of course.
And then, of course, a thunderstorm's coming through. So
yeah.
Thunder claps. The wind picks up. So then they all head out to go find the creature because they think they might have, wounded it. And Bobby doesn't have a gun.
Yeah.
And so they say, hey, you don't have a gun. You need to go back with the girls, which didn't really make any sense to me. I was like, well, maybe somebody with a gun also needs to be with the girls.
Yeah. Like, and maybe so, let's just split up the guns. One at home, one out.
Yeah, so they send Bobby back to go hang out with the girls. And, of course, he gets attacked by the creature.
For sure.
Right?
Yeah, so.
What fucked Bobby up so bad that he had to go to the mental hospital in Texarkana? I was like, damn, this creature really fucked him up.
All right, so that makes more sense to me because I was really. It said that he was in a state of shock, and I thought they were taking him to the emergency room.
No, they were taking him to, like, a
mental
hospital.
That makes more sense. That makes more sense.
And during this whole thing, I wrote, why jazz? Like, why are they playing jazz music? Like, this is not the time. Bobby is having a hard moment in life. He just got attacked
three times by a
Sasquatch.
And then they showed the entire drive to the emergency room, or to the hospital.
Oh, they made it look like Bobby was on death's door. Like,
and it's a 15-minute ride to the hospital, and we're showing it.
But then, miraculously, Bobby recovers,
yeah,
and then they all moved and never returned. And that was it. That was the end of the story.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Basically. But, like...
At this point, I'm kind of like, I know what the creature's after.
What?
He wants him a woman.
You're right. You're not wrong. He just wants a girlfriend.
Yeah, and I don't blame him.
Me neither.
And then the narrator says he remembers that terrible, lonesome cry, and they play that scream from the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, so the horrible scream from the field.
Right. And so this is when the narrator is shown revisiting his childhood home. So yeah. He comes back, and this is when we find out it was the little boy from the beginning, right?
Yeah, so the little boy running through the field.
He's been the narrator the whole time. And he says, the creature is still there. You just might see it. And he's kind of reminiscing on all the stories that he had learned or been told. And I liked what he said, too. It's still a little... He liked the knowing that the creature was still out there because it kind of left him feeling like there's still a little nature left. Still mysteries unsolved. Still creatures in the night. I love that little line that he said.
Me too. I too hope that there's wilderness still out there and mysteries unsolved. I feel overall, basically, though, like Sasquatch was a good guy except for the dog incident.
Yeah.
So, but he was just fed up.
Well, then they make the creature just seem like he kind of disappears. And then they, of course, show all the bullfrogs again.
Yeah.
And you hear the creature wail. And then, yeah, that's the end of the movie.
Yeah.
It's right. They play that creepy country tune again, which I loved. That's how I wrote, the song is about the movie, and it kind of slaps. But the whole song is retelling the movie. So. Yeah.
I have to say, like, Sasquatch was getting a bad rap the whole time.
Right.
And I felt sorry for him.
You keep calling him Sasquatch, but I don't identify him with Sasquatch. This is the Falk monster.
Okay.
Get it straight.
I know, but it's like a breed of Sasquatch.
I got you. This movie was a lot scarier when I was a kid, I think.
Yeah, I didn't find it scary in the slightest.
Yeah, I didn't think you would, which is why I kind of was like, she'll watch this.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't really scary, but I could, as a child, I would have been terrified.
But because this movie overall did have like a good creepy vibe to it, I thought. And it did do a good job of showing the creature without it being too cheesy.
No, I thought it did a really good job. Like, it never...
The creature was believable. Like, it didn't... For sure. You knew it was probably like a guy in like some type of Bigfoot creature suit. Yeah. But it also didn't come off as that. And I was like, damn, how many times was the creature shot? He's, like, invincible.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he has a, like, a doctor out in the woods helping him pull those bullets out.
Yeah, I said, it's sad. It's kind of sad how the creature seemed lonely, and he just freaked people out, so they shot him. But he shouldn't be a peeping Tom.
Yeah, no, he was low-key peeping Tom. But, like you said, he was looking for a girlfriend, so I guess that's why, but I'm not saying it's okay. Just saying that, I guess that's why.
And I do like the end of the movie, you know, where it kind of brings it all around, and the narrator was the kid.
Yeah.
But it did leave you kind of unsatisfied, because it's like, it leaves you like, is the creature still out there? You know, but there have been even recent accounts of seeing the creature as early as 2010.
That's amazing.
In Falk, Arkansas.
I mean, I believe that there could definitely be something out there because,
just live that long? So that's in the 60s. I mean, that's...
I'm not saying that it's necessarily the exact same animal.
Or maybe he did have a family. Maybe he did finally find him a...
I mean, I'm just saying, like, a Sasquatch... Or, like, okay, the creature, no matter where... It's not like the one in the Pacific Northwest. It's not been the same exact creature this entire time.
Maybe it has.
Maybe they're invincible.
Yeah, maybe.
And there's only 10 of them.
Maybe they live for 1,000 years. Yeah. And there's only one of them.
In each little region.
Within a 250-mile radius of each other.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe we just found the secret of Sasquatch. Or do you want to go to Falk, Arkansas to visit?
Yes.
There's a Monster Mart there, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's a lot of tourism because of this movie. This movie was released in drive-ins.
Yeah.
While it was out, it made $25 million, which was...
That's a lot for the
70s. Yeah, a lot of money for the 70s.
I mean, I will say, overall, I thought it was a really good movie.
Yeah.
I felt sorry for Sasquatch the entire time.
I have a lot of nostalgia for the movie.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to really, like... I guess give it an honest review.
Yeah.
It is a little cheesy, but it's also a fun cheesy to watch, right?
I agree.
And it kind of keeps you entertained because the creature is also scary.
I mean, you definitely are naturally just afraid of creatures and big animals, right? I was jokingly, like, I know that he never really hurt anybody other than that one dog and maybe some chickens. But, like, yeah, I would also freak out. I just wouldn't shoot it. That's all. I just felt sorry for them hurting him.
Well, like I said, I think that's a natural response in the South is to shoot it. We'll ask questions later. You know, I don't blame them. Because, you know, who knows? The creature could have killed them.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely seemed like they wanted to.
That Bobby dude didn't enjoy it. He was freaked out.
But little Herb, old Herb, he was out there by himself for a long time, and he never even saw it.
Well, maybe the creature didn't like her. And he lived on the creek
because he didn't have a girl there.
Yeah.
He's a dude. He wasn't interested.
Yeah, he's interested in girls.
I mean, every time girls were home alone, Sasquatch showed up. Coincidence?
I think not. All right, well, tell us what you thought about the movie. Like, do you have any nostalgia about Legend of Boggy Creek? Have you seen it before? We'd love to hear from you. Email us at hauntedhazepodcast@gmail.com.
Also, check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Haunted Haze Podcast. And our Etsy shop, Hippie Haze Studio.
Yeah, it's our unique one-of-a-kind arts and gifts. Hand-painted items, Scentsy Melts, stash boxes, tie-dye.
Yep.
It's springtime, so you know you want to check out some tie-dye t-shirts. Kristen's about to start making a bunch of those.
I'm so ready. I'm getting prepped this weekend, working on things.
Maybe some new designs we're going to try to do.
I'm really stoked about it.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Also, check that out. Also, check out our friends, Griffith Roasting Company. If you're looking for a caffeine fix.
Yeah, you can find them on Facebook and Instagram at Griffith Roasting Company. And you can check out their e-retail store, griffith-roasting-company.square.site.
Yes, and we would like to thank them because we're working on our own Haunted Haze Roast, Devil's Divine, with them.
Yeah, I'm super stoked about this. I can't wait for everybody to try it.
Yeah, so be on the lookout for that. Hit them up. Hit us up on Etsy, email us, hit us up on Facebook and Instagram. Until next time, peace out.
Peace out.
Stay haunted.